when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, coming to you with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. And we thank God for this opportunity to come and bring the uncompromised preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that are listening. We are a ministry here in Manchester, New Hampshire, a Pentecostal full gospel Bible-believing church. And if you'd like to contact us, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. Tune in with us as we go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light Church. So I want to cover these three areas today, and I want to preach to you on the healing of a divided nation. When God is going to restore and to heal a nation of people, he first begins with the individual family. Then once the family has been healed, that family comes to their local assembly called the church. And that church is what God has ordained to bring healing to the nation. We are the body of Christ. We are the family of God, and we are the people that are called, amen, out of darkness into the marvelous light, and we are actually the ones that bring healing to the nation by the power of God. If you read with me quickly now in 1 Kings chapter 18, we're going to go down to verse 30. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 30, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. I want to read that again. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones, somebody say with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. 1 Kings 18 and 30. And I want you to notice, and all the people came near unto him. Now, for time's sake, I don't have time to get into it. But this chapter is dealing with a nation that has been divided and given wholly over to idolatry. The children of Israel have been under a delusion, a seductive, powerful religious spirit, amen, led by Ahab and Jezebel. And what they have done is suppressed the true prophets of God in the land, amen, and they have been turned over much of the land to false prophets and idolatry. And Elijah is calling out these false prophets on Mount Carmel. You know the story. He calls down fire from heaven, but before he ever called down fire upon that altar, Elijah said to all the people, amen, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And there was no fire in that altar like most altars were. This was a fire that came down from heaven. Amen. This was the fire of God. He said, come near, and all the people came near, and he repaired the broken down altar. And the way that he repaired that was he took 12 stones that represented the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, also known as the sons of Jacob. We read the Old Testament and we read about the 12 tribes of Israel. And he repaired the altar of the Lord. These 12 stones represented those 12 tribes. Notice that when he built that altar, he used those stones to bring forth a unity to build the altar of the Lord, which was the place of sacrifice and prayer unto the Lord. Are you listening? Amen. You want to start to see healing in your family? It's going to start with us repairing our altars. Amen. The place of prayer, the place of sacrifice, must first start at the altar. Can you say amen? And Elijah took those 12 stones, verse 31, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones, somebody say with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. I want to give you a little insight into the background of what we're dealing with. When you deal with this word in verse 30, and he repaired. That word repaired actually has the thought and the meaning to heal or to make healthy. Are you listening? That word repair gives us an insight to understand that there's something that has been broken. That there's something that's been wounded. There's something that needs to be restored. When he repaired the altar of the Lord, it was symbolic for him to take those 12 stones. Amen. To repair that altar. To understand that it is at the altar of sacrifice unto the God of heaven is where God will accept the repentant prayers. Oh, listen to me. The burnt offerings of the Old Testament. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, everything that God does, it must first start at an altar. It is in the altar that your family will see healing. It is at the altar that the church will be healed. It is at the altar that a nation shall be healed. But brothers and sisters, if you listen to what I'm trying to tell you this morning, the United States of America and many nations across this world, we need healing in our divided nation. We're living in a nation that has come under the attack of the enemy. We are still, amen, the greatest nation in the world. And though we were doing good in our economy, and though we are doing good in the natural realm, you've got to admit we are a divided nation. We are a nation that is at odds with one another. And if you look and study in your Bible about the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, you're dealing with a very large family of brothers. And can I tell you, amen, they were at odds with one another. Anybody from a big family here, amen? So some of you know what I'm talking about, amen. You know there was some strife in that home of. What we see here is the prophet is symbolically representing that these stones are rebuilding that altar. And can I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's what it takes, amen. We've got to all come together into the unity of the faith and the spirit. And we've got to understand that we can't be a lone ranger trying to do things by ourselves, but we need one another. I need my brother. I need my sister. I need to come together that we can see healing brought to our families, healing brought to the church, and healing can be brought to a nation that desperately needs revival. When he speaks of a nation being repaired, it means to heal and to make healthy again, to mend thoroughly, to make whole, and to cure like a physician. This is the handiwork that God wants to do for the nation. In our introduction here, in this chapter, we see a divided nation of Israel, a nation that has given themselves wholly over to idolatry. The land has been under the leadership of Jezebel and Ahab, which has seductively entrenched the nation into Baal worship. They have forsaken the true worship of the true and the living God. Listen closely. The God of their fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and have polluted themselves with a religious mixture of Judaism and Baal worship. For us to properly understand the division of the 12 tribes of Israel, of this fractured nation, nation of Israel, we must look back at some of the biblical history of why the nation is divided. When we look back at the 12 tribes, we must understand that these tribes were the sons of Jacob, the brothers of Joseph, who envied and sold him into slavery. Are you listening to me? Amen. The Bible goes on to say these are the ones that sold him into that Egyptian slavery. They're envious against him, the book of Acts says, because he was the one that was favored. Nothing like jealousy that can tear down a household. Nothing like envy and strife that will divide your children. They were envious of Joseph because his father Jacob gave him a coat of many colors. How many remember the story? There was much contention amongst the family and the brothers, and there was a lot of envy and strife in this big family. After much time would pass, eventually from the tribe of Benjamin would come forth of as Israel the first king. His name was Saul. After his reign, God removed him and made David king from the tribe of Judah, where most of the kings of Israel come from. This brought more contention from the tribe of Benjamin. After a long war of fighting, David was able to reunite the nation, the 12 tribes. You can read about this in 2 Samuel chapter 3 through 5. Although the weakness and the frailty of this union after David brought them together, it was very frail and it would not last long. Solomon would eventually become the king over the nation. After Solomon's death would be his son, King Rehoboam. Now listen closely. Then the leaders of each tribe of the children of Israel would come to Rehoboam and sought a reduction of their tax burden, and he refused. He refused to give them a break. And he said, I'm going to be even more harsh upon the people than my father Solomon. And because of this, 10 of the 12 tribes left and divided the nation of Israel. I want you to listen closely. This is where we refer to the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom of Israel. The southern kingdom is called Judah. The northern is called Israel. From a modern day perspective, this divided nation of God's people was a result of tribal discord, which we would consider prejudice or racism in our day. I said what divided the children of Israel was a prejudice of one another, thinking that I'm a little bit better than you because I'm from this tribe or that tribe. Amen. It was what we would call in our modern day English racism or prejudice. So this is what, listen, the devil hasn't changed his tricks. What he did in the past is he has no new tools. He has no new attacks. He'll camouflage them and paint them a little different for every generation. But the fact is, brothers and sisters, is what brought forth the discord was a prejudice and a political division and discord among the tribes. They came to get their tax lowered by Rehoboam, who put upon them a heavy tax burden, which is a political issue. I'm telling you, so what we see is the nation of Israel being divided by many things, but the two key factors of what split the nation was prejudice and political division, which divided the nation. Does that not sound familiar? Are you listening? I said, does that not sound familiar? That the devil would once again begin through every generation, if he wants to take down a nation and wants to hinder a nation. Amen. All he's got to do is bring a division from within that country. And one of the things that we've seen during the time of Elijah was a discord, a fractured, broken nation. Much of it was brought on through the prejudice amongst the 12 tribes, which were full of pride and arrogancy, thinking that they were something and greater than one another. Amen. And what began to take place was politics and prejudice begin to bring a division to the nation of Israel. This is what we're seeing in America today. If there's two key elements that are looking to destroy our nation, it's politics and racism and prejudice. The media would like to make you think that this whole nation hates one another because of the color of somebody's skin. Can I tell you, the devil is a liar? Amen. I like the church that we have. We got black folk. We got white folk. We got folk from every kindred, every tongue. I don't have a problem with the white church. I don't have a problem with the Mexican church, the Latino church. Amen. The African church. I don't care where you're from. The Bible says in the book of Acts that God showed Peter that there is one blood. Oh, he made one blood of all of humanity. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, but the devil knows one thing he can use always to bring a division to a family, to a church, and to a nation. Is that prejudice spirit which will divide the people. We must understand that Israel not only had a natural physical issues of politics and prejudice within them that divided them as a nation, but they had major spiritual problems. They were halt between two opinions. They didn't know if they wanted to serve the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or they were going to serve the God of Baal. The prophet said, you can't serve two masters. You've got to choose to serve God or serve Baal. The people had so much spiritual mixture. Listen to me now. The people of the land had so much spiritual mixture in their lives that turned them to worship Baal and spiritual idolatrous things and still trying to worship the God of their fathers. In Amos 3:3, the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Some of us know that homes have been torn apart because a husband and a wife do not agree. The devil knows that if he can divide a husband and a wife, we won't spend much time with there, but you've got to see an agreement in the household. How many of us know the strength of the church comes from the strength of the family? We had a very wise president back on June 16th of 1858. Not yet president, but nominated Senator Abraham Lincoln gave his famous speech in Springfield, Illinois, dealing with the need for our nation to be united. This man was a man that wasn't a perfect man by any means and made a lot of mistakes, but he lived during a time where the nation was being greatly divided. Abraham Lincoln has been known as one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America. Amen. And as he gave this speech, one of the governing factors of his speech, in which he so famously quoted, was a biblical principle we know to be so true in every generation, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And on April 12th of 1861 through April of 1865, our nation was plunged into a bloody civil war during Lincoln's presidency. The nation lost the lives, listen to me, of over 620,000 soldiers. I want to say it again, the bloodiest war that this nation has ever seen. And if you add up all the deaths of every war, amen, that our nation has ever been in, this number paramounts above all other loss of life. And I'm telling you, it wasn't fighting another nation that we were killing ourselves from within. We know it as the North and the South. And what Abraham Lincoln was striving to do during this time was he had a bill that said there are slaves that mostly dominate the landscape of the southern part of the nation of America. And he came forth with a bill called the Emancipation Proclamation, which basically says that the man that is a slave can go free. Are you listening to me? And during this time, this was a political problem. And the only way that the blacks could go free, I'm going to go ahead and just preach it the way it needs to be preached. I'm not politically correct, but the facts are the facts. And I know our generation wants to deal away with the facts and the history of our nation. But there were over 620,000 men that spilled their blood all across this East Coast of America so that a man could go free. I thank God that there's no greater love hath a man than this, that a man is willing to lay down his life for his fellow man. If you believe it, say amen. So we can see what has brought the division is a political issue, but yet it is a prejudice racist issue. Our nation was plunged into this bloody civil war during Lincoln's presidency. The soldiers gave their lives so that the slaves could go free. I'm telling you, we're living in a divided nation. But amen, we need to understand that history has taught us some lessons. I said history has taught us some lessons, and that we need to be on the Lord's side. It's not about your color. It's not about the black man or the white man or the Latino or the Asian. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. What matters is I'm on the Lord's side, and that I'm going to stand for the truth. I'm going to stand for righteousness. I'm going to fight for my family. I'm going to fight for the church. And I'm going to fight for the nation that gives me the liberty to worship my God. We need to understand that our nation is divided, and for us to ignore it is not helping the issue. Most of the preachers today won't address many of these issues in fear of offending somebody. But the very fact is, the two dominating forces that is dividing our nation is political and spiritual. Are you listening to me? It is political and it is prejudice racism. Amen. Now listen to me. Just because a white man does something against a black man doesn't mean all whites are bad. Come on now. Just because a black man does something to a white man doesn't mean all the blacks are bad. I don't. And you go ahead and put whatever nationality you want to throw in there. And I'm not going to tread lightly here. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, brothers and sisters, what we need is to recognize that if, amen, you cut my arm open, I bleed red blood. Hallelujah. You cut the white man's arm open, you cut the black man, the Mexican, the Brazilian, the African, we all bleed red. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we are all created in the image of God. We are created in the image of God. We have been given certain unalienable rights, our government says. That all men are created equal. That means I'm no better than you and you're no better than me. Flesh is flesh no matter whose bones it's on. Ah, hallelujah. All that you think you are because of the color of your skin, your flesh is like filthy rags. I'm telling you, amen, you can rise up as a white man, as a black man, or whatever color you want to, amen, and go ahead and label yourself as being better than somebody else. I'm here to tell you, you are of your father, the devil. It is pride. I said it is pride that got, come on now, somebody, that got Satan kicked out of heaven. And I'm telling you, when we think we're greater than somebody else because of the color of our skin, we are deceived. And we are prideful, and we need to be humbled and brought down by the almighty hand of God. What divided the nation? So many men gave their lives. We need to understand the principle is in Matthew chapter 3, verse 24, which declares to us, and if a kingdom be divided against itself. Somebody say against itself. I'm an American. Many of you are Americans, though you're from different nations. You love this nation. Some men loved it so much, they actually laid down their life for it. Thank God. Amen. I like to give honor to men that have laid down their life for our nation, that we could have the freedoms and the liberties we have. Say amen, somebody. So I want us to recognize that there's a lot of men that have died for other men. And ultimately, we need to recognize that the one that died for all of humanity was a man named Christ Jesus. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever would believe in him would not have to perish, but could have everlasting life. And his invitation is, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, the great invitation of all. That means every kindred, every tongue, every nation of the earth is going to be represented in heaven. All that hear the call of God and that will come unto him and receive the eternal life that can only be given through Jesus Christ. But in Mark 3 and 24, if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. The Bible says a foolish woman plucketh down her own house. You want to know how you tear down your house? You want to know how you ruin the foundations of your home? Just have a wife that just tears down her husband all the time. I know that some of you, I got quiet right there, but it's still the truth. One of the worst things that you can do, husband or wife, is tear one another down. I'm telling you, your home is your little kingdom. Amen. Your home is your little nation. Your home is your land. Are you listening to me? We need healing in our nation. We need healing in the land. We need healing behind our doors of our home. We need healing. Oh, come on now, somebody. Our children need to be turned to the Father, and the Father needs to be turned back to the children. If there's ever been a time that the church needs to recognize that if it's going to have the power to bring forth, to heal the nation that's divided, it's got to first start in our homes. As we begin to close this broadcast, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. This has been the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We are a church located here in Manchester, New Hampshire. I am the pastor of the church, Pastor N.R. Davis, and if you'd like to contact us, we would love for you to go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. For those of you that would like to write in and contact us, we're here at 417 Granite Street. That is 417 Granite Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. 03102. That is 417 Granite Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03102. And we thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this radio station. Until next week, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.